This is the Gaza Dispatch audio briefing for August 29, 2026. Here are the key source-backed developments from today's edition. 1. Wafa reports 3 injured in strike on Al-Aqsa Hospital Medicine Warehouse. Wafa reported 3 Palestinians injured after a drone struck a medicine warehouse inside Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Bala. The extent of damage was not immediately known. This was reported by Wafa. 2. Wafa reports casualties in Tal al-Hawa motorbike strike. Wafa reported 1 killed and 2 injured in a strike on a motorbike in Tal al-Hawa, Gaza City. This was reported by Wafa. 3. Palestinian woman and NBC News team reportedly attacked in West Bank. Matt Bradley and crew assaulted while interviewing woman who said settlers had driven family out of home. This was reported by The Guardian. 4. 4 children killed as separate attacks destroy humanitarian supplies and damage critical water infrastructure in Gaza, UNICEF. 4 children killed as separate attacks destroy humanitarian supplies and damage critical water infrastructure in Gaza, UNICEF. This was reported by UNICEF. 5. Wafa reports 1 killed and several injured in Al-Mashahara tent strike. Wafa reported 1 Palestinian killed and several injured when shelling targeted a tent sheltering displaced people in Al-Mashahara, east of Gaza City. This was reported by Wafa. 6. Israeli settlers attack international news team in occupied West Bank. A news team, working for the U.S. network NBC, and a Palestinian woman were injured in an attack by masked Israeli settler. This was reported by Al Jazeera. For the full source-backed dispatch, read the August 29, 2026 Gaza edition at dispatches.thebluefernco.com.